With its Canadian headquarters in Montreal, the multinational research-based drug manufacturer Pfizer, maker of Viagra and Zoloft, is the world's largest drug maker. In July of 2002, in a transaction valued at $60 billion, Pfizer acquired Farmacia Corporation, or Pharmacia, makers of the arthritis drug Celebrex. Oddly enough, also in July of 2002, a U.S. district court was deciding whether the drug giant Pfizer should stand trial in the U.S. for human rights abuses over a 1996 drug experiment on 200 Nigerian children who were deathly ill with acute meningitis. Recently, the court rendered its decision. Our guest is Elaine Cuzel, an attorney representing the 30 Nigerian families who sued Pfizer. Good afternoon, Ms. Cuzel.
Good afternoon.
Could you fill us in on the background to this case?
Well, we were contacted by a Nigerian lawyer who asked us to look into the allegations that Pfizer had performed a clinical trial of a drug on Nigerian children without the children knowing they were going to be participating in a test. At that point, you know, we had to look into whether there was actually a claim there, regardless of what had happened, because this is an unusual case given that the transaction took place in Nigeria. We looked into it, did some research, and found that we thought we had a claim. And then I went to Nigeria and to Kano, which is in northern Nigeria, and met with the alleged victims, who were the plaintiffs, and decided whether they wanted to retain us or not. And we went forward after that.
Hmm. Now, were these kids being used as guinea pigs, in your opinion?
That's absolutely our opinion. Our understanding is that, and this is what the children and their families have told us, is that they went to the hospital because they were ill. They didn't obviously know what they had. They knew they had a fever or were feeling poorly. They went to the hospital and believed that they were getting care from either the hospital staff or from a humanitarian organization. They had no idea that they were being enrolled in a clinical trial.
Okay. And from Pfizer's point of view, what was the study intended to prove?
It was intended to prove the efficacy of Trovan, which was a new antibiotic that Pfizer was testing at the time, which they had hoped would be something like Zithromax, which is a huge, you know, bestseller for another company. And they had high hopes for the drug, which they thought was going to be a big boon to their bottom line.
Okay. Now, evidently, researchers were giving an oral form of Trovan to these children, which was risky because the kids were critically ill and possibly malnourished. Is that right?
That's right.
And 11 children died during the test?
That's right.
What about the other children? What happened to them?
Well, you know, obviously, I haven't met with every child that was part of the study, but our understanding is, and what we plead in our complaint, is that certain of the children were given Trovan. Others were given a drug that was intended to sort of be the control in the drug in the study. And as a result of that, to make the study look better, Pfizer administered a third of the recommended dose of the control drug. So as a result, a number of these children never recovered from their meningitis and ended up with results like blindness or lameness or, you know, all kinds of other problems that could have been the result of untreated meningitis. The manufacturer of the control drug that they were given has said that a third